on the most glorious day of the year. Because of that, I want to say a word to help all of these beautiful mysteries that we celebrate to touch your hearts. So I want to ask for your help. If you could just pray for me for a few moments, that I'll speak the Lord's words to you. And I'll pray for you that you are able to hear what the Lord is trying to say to you. And let us entrust each other and our prayers to Our Lady's intercession as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What makes this the greatest day of the year? How can I say that? It's related to another question, one that's also of personal importance to me. What difference does it make to be Christian? When I went to college at Penn State and I was an unbaptized atheist, having never gone to church, I thought that Christianity was a complete waste of time. I couldn't understand why anybody would waste an hour on any morning, let alone a Sunday morning, a free day, going to church. And so, having met a number of friends at Penn State who were still going to church, I asked them, "What difference does it make to be Christian? Why do you waste your time?" And I'm sad to say that they couldn't really give me an answer. Fortunately, about a year later, there was a total stranger who came up to me and invited me to study the Bible with him one-on-one. A true, authentic witness who began to introduce me to Jesus. You can see how that turned out. What difference does it make to be Christian? It has everything to do with what we celebrate today, because Christ gives us true life. Christ is the one who brings forth life from all of the areas of death that we tend to drag around like a heavy sack, that slows us down, that keeps us always playing it safe, that keeps us closed up in ourselves, that locks us up in self-pity, self-centeredness, self-indulgence, that locks us up in holding grudges rather than offering forgiveness, that makes us protect ourselves through anger, bitterness, hatred, keeping people at arm's length. Essentially, we create a very small world around ourselves that's as much as possible in our own control. In other words, it's a world where we are at the center, and we don't allow too many people into that world lest they would break our strength of control. And so, eventually it causes us to wither. Maybe when we were younger, we had a little bit more naivete, and so we made the mistake of falling in love. We made the mistake of bringing ourselves together and letting other people into this world, and that may or may not have turned out very well for us. And now we're determined just to keep everything kind of locked down and status quo. And that is a life that is not fully alive. That is a life that is not fully lived, not full of the joy and amazement, the wonder and heartbreak that goes together with being fully alive. But Christ gives us a reason to take a risk, the risk of letting someone else in our enclosed world, the risk of loving, the risk of forgiving, the risk of opening our hearts to break down walls of division, to reach out a hand in forgiveness and reconciliation, to reach out a hand in mercy, even for someone who might betray us. Christ gives us a reason and a strength and a courage to take that risk, to live. He does that through the power of the resurrection. Because no matter how bad it is, it won't be as bad as Good Friday. And even if it were that bad, for every one of us there would be an Easter Sunday. Christ gives us the power to believe that Easter is always just around the corner, even when things are very dark. I had Good Friday over at Immaculate Conception Church in New Germany, and I came in the middle of Father Leon's homily here, and I was just standing in the back and listening to his homily, and I saw in the little vestibule room to the right there all of these flowers. Now, it was Good Friday, and they were all kind of hiding there in the back room. That's what the resurrection gives us. Easter is hiding, but it's just around the corner. And that gives us the courage to take a risk, to reach out in love, to reach out in acts of goodness, to reach out in self-sacrifice, to reach out not just to accumulate everything and bring everything to ourselves and lock down this little cold, closed world with ourselves at the center, but to place Christ at the center instead and allow ourselves to be in orbit around Him along with everyone else, to open up our world even endlessly to goodness and sacrifice and love. Jesus shows us that if we give everything away in love, we don't end up with nothing. We end up with resurrection, because that's precisely what He did on Good Friday. Jesus gives us the courage to truly live. We said in our opening prayer that He conquers death. And conquering death, He conquers all that leads to death. He conquers our cynicism, our gossip, our selfishness. He conquers our hurts and our grudges, plotting retaliation. He conquers our fears and our pride. Christ conquers all that leads to death and opens the doors to a new beginning filled with hope and life and light. In the church's prayer, at opening prayer, we said, we ask that we might rise up in the light of life. What is this light of life? How does it change our perspective to be truly Christian, to see with the eyes of Christ, to see with the eyes of resurrection? With the eyes that see in the light of life, the light of Christ, the light of resurrection, Instead of adversity, we see opportunity. Instead of obstacles, we see future victories. Instead of dangerous strangers, we see potential friends. Instead of enemies, we see brothers and sisters. Instead of estrangement and division, closing our hearts, we are open to the joy of reconciliation. Instead of agonies, we see adventures. Instead of heavy burdens, we see opportunities for joyful sacrifice. When we see with eyes filled with the light of life, the light of the resurrection, we experience that life to the full that Jesus died to give us. After 4 years at Penn State, after years of studying the Bible, after coming to know our Lord Jesus, I was baptized at the Easter Vigil at Penn State and entered the monastery a year later. I can tell you, it's so much better to live with Him. He gives everything and takes nothing away from us. He gives us everything that makes life truly great and free and beautiful. That began with our baptism. And so we have the opportunity on this greatest of days to renew our baptism, to start again, to set out from this Mass changed, seeing with new eyes, living fully, and engaging life with new hearts, filled with joy and confidence and hope.